A Killer in the Wind by Andrew Clavin. Narrated by the author. This book is for Bill Korchinski and Cynthia Withers. Chapter 1. A Killer in the Wind. Maybe it was the dark house on the edge of town, the murderer waiting for me inside, but I thought about the ghosts that night. That last April night, before they all came back to haunt me. We had gotten a warrant a week before, out of Tennessee, a killer in the wind. Frank Baggett, his name was. He had beaten a girl to death in Nashville, God knows why. Had outrun the police when they moved in on him, shooting one officer in the leg, shattering his shin bone. He was armed and dangerous, without much to lose, and I had a feeling from the start he'd be heading my way. He had a sister in my little corner of downstate New York, that's why I was expecting him. Bess McIntyre, in her 30s, mother of two, managed the home department at Walmart. She'd crossed my path a couple of times, a harried bottle blonde with an edge of tenderness I kind of admired, losing her looks early, which was probably just as well, since her looks hadn't helped her much, but only drew in a string of men with the sort of personalities that would have been much improved by a shovel to the back of the head. The last one, the last man, I mean, two or three in after the McIntyre who'd left her with his name and the second kid, was a local lowlife, Harvey Salem. Took to cooking up meth in the little tool shed in her backyard. Finally, one day, Harvey fireballed the shed and blew himself home to Jesus, assuming Jesus was in one of his forgiving moods. I caught the investigation. Took me about 17 seconds to find the cash he'd hung up in the septic riser. I glanced.